Welcome to the Intuitive Hour with psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. The Intuitive Hour will empower you to learn how to magnify your intuitive voice. Listen in and expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic and how to awaken, amplify, and trust your inner voice.
Hello and welcome. This is the Intuitive Hour. I'm your host, Michelle Beltran. All right, everyone, we'll start today with an announcement. I want to take a moment to warmly invite each of you into my space where intuition aligns with a passion for fitness. My adventure has crossed paths with the phenomenal event Miss Health and Fitness 2024, an inspiring platform brought to us by the very esteemed Muscle and Fitness, Hers magazine. With absolute joy in my heart and energy in my spirit, I'm so delighted to share that I'm officially in the running for this prestigious title. At this soulful milestone, I find myself reflecting on why this title calls to me. Why do I want to be Miss Health and Fitness? It dawned on me it's simple, yet profound. Health and fitness cradle my essence. They are my soul calling. From the days of turning pedals as a professional cyclist to the rhythm of music as a competitive dancer, my life has always danced, if you will, in harmony with wellness. Hence why I've brought on the body, mind, soul, health and wellness aspect of the business of late. To be Miss Health and Fitness isn't just to wear a title for me. It's a celebration of a lifelong commitment to the symphony of the body and the mind. It's my opportunity to share my nurturing spirit with others on similar paths, guiding them through their own valleys and peaks of personal wellness. After all, our intuitive development and growth is directly connected with our body and its wellness. Our senses, sight, smell, taste, touch, sound. That's how we receive intuitive and psychic information. We need those avenues to be healthy and well. This honor allows me to intertwine my expertise as a psychic development teacher and author, performance mindset coach, with my deep-rooted love for healthy living. What a beautiful way I feel like it is to encourage you and others to listen to their own bodies and to find empowerment in every single breath, every lift, and every stride toward your own best selves. So your support on this voyage means the world to me. Together, we craft a narrative where health and fitness are not just aspects of life, but foundations of a vibrant and spiritual lifestyle. As I mentioned, if you haven't visited already, head on over to my website, michellebeltran.com, at the Body Mind page. This is a space where body meets mind and wellness meets intuition. All right, so for more details on this wonderful, inspirational competition and to follow the events unfolding, you can visit Muscle and Fitness Hers magazine. Also visit my website, michellebeltran.com, and be sure to join my newsletter. Join me, please, everyone, and let's continue to nurture and inspire each other as we collectively chase our unified dream of being fully, wholesomely fit, body, mind, and soul. And one final note on this. Voting for this competition begins May 6th. Be sure you're on our following somewhere, one of our social medias, Instagram, Facebook, or be on our newsletter so that you can receive specific details about where and when to vote beginning May 6th. With that, let's begin our episode for the day, Harnessing Intuition Through the Lens of Energy Color. It was renowned mystic and spiritualist Edgar Cayce who once captured the essence of our auras by saying, "A soul will give off through vibrations the story of itself and the condition in which it now exists." Those vibrations Cayce referred to are perceived as a spectrum of colors reflecting the condition of one's soul. So today, we explore the fascinating concept that not only clairvoyants or psychics, or those interested in intuitive development, but anyone who wishes to do so can learn to see and interpret these energy colors, whether their own or those of others. All right, some beginning steps. Understanding colors. The aura. It's an electromagnetic field and it surrounds every person. It serves as a visual representation of individual energy. This aura typically is about 3 feet away from the body, extends out 3 feet, so an arm's reach. If you extend your arm now and go around your entire body, your aura is within that field. Sometimes it will go outside of it, depending on what's happening, in an excited, dynamic, energy-filled space that might be further out. If you're more in meditation and quiet and in a calm space, you might even find that your aura comes forward and closer to you by a few inches. Generally speaking, it's about 3 feet from your body. And it's signaling your personal space. Those who've experienced significant trauma might even exhibit larger auras symbolizing their intense life experiences. Our aura displays a spectrum of colors, and it's uncommon to find one that exhibits a single hue. More often, our auras appear as a blend of colors similar to a rainbow, comprising 7 distinct levels, or auric bodies, we call them. Each aura has a unique vibration. These layers are intricately connected, influencing our emotions, our mentality, behaviors, and even our physical well-being. So, an imbalance in one layer could reflect across the entire auric system. So it wasn't until Curlian photography was introduced that auras were visually captured. This supported and lended to credibility to claims beyond psychic affirmations, and this was initiated by Semyon Curlian's accidental discovery, believe it or not, that this technique produced images showcasing colorful auras through very high-voltage photography. Colors that typically elude our naked eye. Gifted clairvoyants and spiritualists could detect these hues long before Curlian's innovation. Professional psychics rely on this ability to enrich their readings and energy healing services, leveraging their insights even from afar. Mastering this skill is invaluable for psychics as it greatly enriches the insights gained from readings. All right, how to awaken your intuitive power with color and energy? Let's talk about that. I'd like to share that accessing this mystical sort of information, this higher vibration spiritual information around colors, is within reach for those who are keen to learn. But our environment matters. There's a few things to pay attention to. Step 1, be sure to align yourself on your subject against a plain, softly lit white backdrop. This simplicity allows for clearer aura perception, bolstering your confidence in this practice as you learn and develop. Next, Before you can discern someone else's energy field, it's essential to recognize your own. So, to do this, fixate for a moment on a single point, for example, the middle of the forehead. Historically, this is considered the window to our chakra or that third eye. And just maintain focus there. With sustained concentration on that spot, on that location, on your forehead, then use your peripheral vision to observe the areas around. Observe the adjacent area, being cautious not to divert your focus, though. This intensified concentration raises your receptiveness to vibrational energy. With practice, you'll begin to see a ripple of color against the background. These colors, more vibrant or distinct against the white, will provide personal insights for you. Remember to trust the sense that you have. First come, first served is the rule. So the first thing that comes is the truth. Typically, we don't want a second guess. If self-viewing is the goal, a mirror can actually also serve as a useful tool following these same steps. So understand that each aura has significance, each layer. Yellow, for example, and we'll talk more about colors here in a moment, but yellow, for example, is tied to the spleen and may have implications for healing practices. Variations of green often appear around those who serve the public, educators, doctors, or individuals passionate about nature and animals. These colors may guide us toward career paths or provide information pertinent to our health. Green correlates to heart and lung conditions sometimes. So, in addition to learning about the auric field, it's also highly recommended that you learn about the meaning of colors when they do present, which is the topic of the second half of our episode today. So the depth of aura interpretation stems from a real comprehensive, if you will, understanding of color meanings, as I've mentioned, and their interplay. To hone this ability, you want to make sure you are engaging in daily practice. Consistency is king or queen. This will sharpen your perception and it encourages the growth of your auric vision, everyone. All right, let's go ahead and begin our discussion on how colors and even patterns can guide you and direct your path as you're working with your aura. All right, so we know that colors are more than mere decorations. They carry significant symbolic meanings and can subconsciously influence our thoughts, emotions, and our actions. The same holds true for patterns that intercept our sight, each carrying a very unique message. We'll talk about that. Blue, green, yellow, red, orange, purple, pink, white, gold. They each give us guidance. So as you encounter them in life, now you'll know to take a deeper look and what they mean and pay attention. So let's explore that now, the meanings of polka dots and stripes and crisscross and the various colors that you may likely see. We'll start with blue, the harbor of serenity. Blue is known and connected to serenity and calm. Blue, the color of the ocean's depth and the sky's expanse. It invokes a sense of peace and ease and tranquility. It's often associated with stability, though, and wisdom and trust. So when blue enters your visual field, in whatever capacity, it invites introspection and calmness, urging you to take a step back to think and plan with clarity. Seeing blue could be a cue to breathe deeply, seek peace, and communicate your truth with confidence. It symbolizes a moment to listen, to be still, and to trust in the flow of life. Next steps when you see blue. So you see blue, and what do you do? This is important. So when you encounter the color, reflect on its peaceful essence. Consider this color a reminder to slow down, to prioritize mental serenity, and engage in thoughtful, present communication. Blue guides you to pursue stability and to express your inner wisdom authentically. Green, the emblem of growth. So green, reminiscent of lush foliage and fertile landscapes, signifies growth, renewal, and harmony. Its presence is a direct connection to nature, advocating for balance and vitality. When you see green, it indicates an optimal time for personal development and healing. It encourages you to nourish your body and your soul, and to create an environment of tranquility. Next steps when you see green. Again, what to do. If green appears before you, it's an invitation to embrace growth and a healthier lifestyle. It's a sign to reconcile with nature. Start that garden, for example. Join in conservation efforts, perhaps, or simply spend more time outdoors rejuvenating your spirit self. Yellow, 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 the beacon of optimism. Yellow, as we know, bright like the sun. It's a symbol of joy and optimism and energy. It indicates a burst of creativity, and it can stimulate mental processes. If you're encountering yellow, it suggests an opportunity for playfulness and intellectual exploration. Allow it to inspire you, to activate your curiosity and ignite positive energy within your life. And what to do with yellow when it captures your attention? Well, search for ways to brighten your mindset. Inject your day with creativity, entertain new ideas. And maybe you approach situations with a sunny disposition, expecting the best and the positive. Yellow guides us to seek joyful experiences and to approach life with a renewed sense of wonder. Red, the pulse of action. All right, so red, it resonates with energy, passion, and urgency, even boldness. It's a call to action. It's often used to signal importance and to captivate your attention. When confronted with red, it's a powerful reminder to us to assess what's truly mattering. It might mean that it's time to take bold moves, express love, or set clear boundaries with confidence. If red stands out to you, evaluate where you need to be in terms of being more courageous or assertive. This color invites us to take charge, make urgent decisions, and protect our interests. So be alert to the vigor it brings and channel its vibrant energy into constructive endeavors. Moving on to orange, known as the echo of adventure. Orange is the color of adventure, enthusiasm, and social ability, and it combines the vivacity of red with the cheerfulness of yellow. Spotting orange can stimulate feelings of warmth and motivation, and it could be an indication for you to step out of your comfort zone. It beckons you to interact, network, and open yourself up to new experiences. Seeing orange should urge you to act on your impulses for exploration and socializing. Engage with others, spark unique conversations, or even start a new project that excites you. Orange prompts you to live life more fully and vibrantly. All right, purple, the resonance of majesty. This color has long been linked to royalty, luxury, and spirituality. It has been known as one of the most spiritual colors. It embodies wisdom, dignity, and creativity. When purple appears in your life, do consider it a sign to align with your higher self and indulge in some self-reflection as you can. It might also advise you to foster your imagination, your imaginative side, and follow your intuition. When you see purple, it is a directive to search internally for guidance. So invest time in spiritual practices, tap into your creative potential, and honor your inner nobility. Purple is a mentor for introspective wisdom and the cultivation of your imaginative powers. Pink, the whisper of compassion. Pink, with its tender and affectionate hues. As we would expect, it symbolizes love and kindness and nurturing qualities. When you come across pink, it's an encouragement to soften your approach, offer compassion, and cherish relationships. It's a real gentle prompt to practice empathy and to remember the power of unconditional love. On seeing pink, be mindful of attending to the relationships in your life. Provide support and understanding to those around you. Pink advises you to uphold nurturing connections and to cultivate an atmosphere of tenderness and acceptance. White, the blank slate of beginnings. White, as many of you may suspect and already know, stands as a symbol of purity, simplicity, and new beginnings. It offers us a clean slate and implies neutrality and peace. The occurrence of white might suggest it's time to declutter your life, both physically and mentally. It heralds the chance for a fresh start or to move forward with clarity. If white is what catches your eye, it may be a signal to simplify and organize your environment or your thoughts. Take this as a cue to clear out the unnecessary, to forgive, and to invite newness into your life. All right, and our last color, everyone, gold, the standard of prosperity. So indeed, it's gold that gleams with connotations of success, wealth, and high quality. Seeing gold can be an indication of upcoming achievement or a nudge to seek greater prosperity. It might even inspire you to strive for excellence and to appreciate the richness already present in your life. When gold shines forth, recognize this is a moment to set lofty goals and to believe in abundance. It's a signal to work hard and reap the rewards of your efforts while also savoring the luxurious aspects of life. All right, as we wind down today, everyone, let's take a final moment to decode patterns. A brief word here on polka dots, stripes, and crisscross, because those do have meaning. These patterns not only add visual interest, but they also come with their own set of interpretations. Polka dots, they often represent playfulness and fun. They suggest a time to incorporate lighthearted activities or to welcome spontaneity into your routine. Be with children, have fun and delight and frolic. When faced with stripes, think directionally and alignment. Whether vertical, horizontal, or diagonal, stripes could signify the need to align with your goals. They could also signify the need to maintain balance or follow the direction that feels most aligned with your purpose. And finally, the crisscross pattern. This could symbolize interconnectedness and complexity. Spotting this pattern might be an invitation to explore the connections and relationships in your life more deeply, recognizing the multifaceted nature of existence. All right, everyone, so wrapping up this episode of the Intuitive Hour all about colors. These colors and patterns that we encounter certainly do serve as subtle navigational tools, helping us interpret the world and guiding our actions. When you heed the visual cues provided by colors like blue, green, yellow, red, orange, purple, pink, all that we've discussed today, you're tapping into a profound source of subconscious guidance. And by understanding the language of patterns like polka dots, stripes, and crisscross, you're further equipped to walk the path of life with awareness and purpose. Do keep your eyes open for these visual messengers. They're silent, yet powerful harbingers of wisdom and direction. All right, everyone, thank you for being with me here today on this insightful, colorful episode of the Intuitive Hour. I look forward to meeting with you again all next week.
We're excited to share some great news. Michelle is a top contender to be featured on the cover of Muscle and Fitness Hers, along with a $20,000 cash prize. As a performance mindset coach and former professional cyclist, Michelle is breaking barriers as she returns to the pro women's ranks at 50 plus. And get this, if she wins the grand prize, she plans to channel the funds into furthering her advocacy for health and fitness by developing innovative community fitness programs that encourage active lifestyles. Can we count on you to cast your vote for Michelle? Public voting starts on May 6th.